deadly gunfire in a Chicago hospital.
It tears at the soul of our city.
Asylum.
A federal judge rules against the president.
And the president's daughter did what?
Ivanka Trump used a personal email domain to conduct government business.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Indeed.com.
Good morning. I'm Jim Taylor. A bloody hospital shooting in Chicago.
It was like pow, 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 pow. It was extreme and it was very loud and it was close.
Happened at the city's oldest hospital, Mercy. Mayor Rahm Emanuel.
City of Chicago lost a doctor, pharmaceutical assistant, and a police officer.
The gunman shot and killed that doctor, his ex-fiancée, in the parking lot, then ran inside the hospital shooting. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson.
Those officers that responded saved a lot of lives because this guy was just shooting that poor woman that got off an elevator. Had nothing to do with nothing, and he shot her. Why?
The gunman, also dead, it's unclear how. A woman shot by a gunman at a religious supply store in suburban St. Louis is dead. CBS's Omar Villafranca is there.
According to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, a caller said a man entered the store yesterday afternoon and ordered the women inside to strip at gunpoint. The dispatch reports he then sexually assaulted several of them and shot one of them. Now, police confirm at least one sexual assault occurred, but they say it's unclear how many other victims there were. A 53-year-old woman who was shot later died at the hospital.
Police are searching for that suspect. They say he is armed and dangerous. A judge rules against the president's position of no asylum for migrants who cross the border illegally. We're live with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The overnight ruling by a federal judge in San Francisco temporarily blocks the administration from its plan to refuse asylum to anyone crossing the border except at a proper port of entry. The White House has said it needs that power because of a spike in the number of asylum claims, arguing most claims are frivolous and ultimately rejected. The judge pointed to a federal statute on the books for decades which explicitly says a new arrival can seek asylum whether or not he or she came through a port of entry. Immigrant advocates say the wait at a proper border crossing can last for weeks. League Alert is with the ACLU.
It's simply not tenable for the administration to say everyone can simply go to a port of entry.
The administration has been leaning on another statute that gives the president broad discretion to ban immigrants when he determines they might harm the national interest. The Supreme Court upheld that power in the travel ban case earlier this year. There's no word yet whether the administration will appeal the judge's ruling. Jim?
Does this sound familiar? Hundreds of emails about government business sent from a personal email account by Ivanka Trump, president's daughter and advisor. Here's CBS's Major Garrett.
From this private email domain, Ivanka reportedly sent hundreds of government-related emails during 2017. The White House learned of all this last fall. Now, a spokesman for Ivanka's ethics counsel said in a statement, quote, while transitioning into government, Ms. Trump sometimes used her private account, almost always for logistics and scheduling concerning her family. Now, the Trump campaign and like-minded Republicans attacked Hillary Clinton relentlessly during 2016 for having a private email server at her home to conduct some government business while she was Secretary of State.
President Trump owes an apology to retired Admiral William McRaven. So says former CIA Director Leon Panetta. This after Mr. Trump dismissed the efforts of the man who captured Osama bin Laden. Northern California wildfire, now 70% contained. In Paradise, CBS's Steve Futterman.
The concern here today isn't fire, it's rain. Forecasters call for rain to begin as early as tonight. Michael Zuccalillo is on the Paradise Town Council. He worries about mudslides.
There's nothing holding up the hillside anymore. No plants, no nothing. So I think, depending on how bad these rains are, mud flow is going to be the next problem.
It could also complicate the search for human remains. The number of missing has come down, but it's still around 700. And you may remember this woman last week desperately trying to find her father.
Dad! Nothing.
She has now gotten word that her father was killed. The death toll has now reached 79. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Paradise, California.
Thanksgiving week. You going anywhere? CBS News transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
48.5 million Americans are expected to drive this year. That's up about 5% and comes despite the highest gas prices since 2014.
The economy is really spurring this increase in travel. We see that consumer confidence is at the 18-year high. And we also see that wages are up. Americans have more disposable income. They're taking that additional money and putting it towards a trip with friends and family this year.
AAA predicts Tuesday and Wednesday evening will be the worst times to start your holiday drive, but it'll be Sunday where traffic misery will peak.
Not Sunday. We made that mistake last year. Won't do it again.
The airports will be crowded, too. Airlines are expecting more than 2.5 million passengers a day during the holiday weekend. That's up from last year.
Menopause can be a very uncomfortable time for many women. For some, it can be much worse. CBS's Pam Coulter.
Many women suffer sleep problems, hot flashes, and night sweats during menopause. But the study found women who had been abused by a partner or suffered PTSD had a much higher chance of experiencing severe symptoms than women who did not suffer emotional trauma. Researcher Carolyn Gibson says only 1 in 5 women talk to their doctors about it.
There's a lot of stigma around talking openly about menopausal symptoms, particularly vaginal symptoms that are related to sexual function, affect intimacy, can have a profound effect on women's lives.
She says there are treatment options.
Doors are open right now in the East Coast's first commercial marijuana outlets. Massachusetts towns of Leicester and Northampton, where Amanda Rositano says they expect to be busy.
We've been working for many months now to increase our staffing levels. We've added over 100 staff members to our organization. It's going to be an all-hands-on-deck situation here in Northampton.
Massachusetts voters approved recreational marijuana 2 years ago. Cannabis already sold legally in 6 western states. What a show on Monday Night Football. But the Rams took it back.
Wow! Touchdown, Rams!
Highest scoring game ever on Monday night, 54-51. The Los Angeles Rams outlast the Kansas City Chiefs on ESPN. No joking around, literally. White House Correspondents Association says it is breaking with tradition. There will be no comedian featured as part of its annual dinner. Instead, the group inviting Pulitzer Prize winner, author Ron Chernow, to speak at next year's dinner. At the last dinner, vicious fun was poked at President Trump and members of his administration. Mr. Trump himself has skipped the dinner the last couple of years. White House has not yet said whether he will attend this time around. The Rolling Stones. 13 shows next spring in 10 states and the District of Columbia. Been a while for a Stones tour here. Recently, they've mostly played European cities. Here's a quote from Mick Jagger. He says, "It's a thrill when we play stadiums in the States." Tickets go on sale November 30th. That's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, November 20th, 2018. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.